Hi, my name is Aaron Bjork, and I'm a program manager on Team Foundation Server. And today I'm going to introduce you to the Team Foundation Service Preview. So let's start with what is the Team Foundation Service Preview. In short, it's the familiar Team Foundation Server product that you know and love, but it's now offered as a service running on Azure. The service offers version control, build, and work item services for you to use when building your applications and websites. Let's take a look. I'm going to start by entering the URL of my tfspreview.com account into the address bar. Notice that the URL is aaronbjork.tfspreview.com. When you're creating your own account, you'll be able to pick that URL. I'm going to sign in with my live ID, and I'm going to land on the welcome page for tfspreview.com. You can see here that I've already got a project created called Top Gun. We're going to come back to that project, but first I want to show you how you can create your own team project. We'll do that by clicking the Create a Team Project link and entering a name for our project. We'll call this Azure Demo Spring. We'll enter a description and we'll pick a process template. I'm not going to take the time to describe the different process templates right now. We'll just pick our default process template, Microsoft Visual Studio Scrum 2.0. Let's click Create Project. Now this process will take a minute or two to create your team project. While we're waiting for that to finish, I'm going to click Close, and I'm actually going to go back and jump into my Top Gun project. This is a project that I use personally for some of my hobby coding. It's a golf website and something that in my spare time, I keep up to date. So what are we looking at? Well, the first place that we land here is our project homepage. As you can see, this page gives us an overview of the project, including progress on our current sprint. Our current sprint is Sprint 5, and it's running from May 19th through May 25th. We get a nice little bar here telling us about our capacity. We get a burn down chart telling us how we're doing. And we also get some nice tiles on the bottom of the screen that tell us some overview data for the project. I can see status of recent builds. I can see how many work items I've got in my backlog. I can even see if any recent changes have been made in individual source directories. Let's go ahead and jump in to some of the work item features, and we're going to start on our product backlog. The product backlog is where we keep a prioritized list of all the work for our product. Now, how do we keep this up to date? Well, we do that. We keep it prioritized by dragging and dropping items up and down on the backlog. For example, if finding course rounds was the most important thing on my backlog, I'd simply drag it and drop it to the top of the backlog. If it was less important, I could move it down. So I can quickly and easily reprioritize my backlog using drag and drop features. I can also take items from the backlog and quickly assign them to upcoming sprints. So let's say I knew some of these items were important for Sprint 6. I can simply click them and drag them over to the Sprint 6 box over here. And you can see when I'm doing that, it's automatically assigning them to the upcoming sprint. If I wanted to add something new to the backlog, I'll simply turn on my Add panel and add a new item. It's really fast to add new items, and you can see that they're added at the place where my cursor is in the backlog. If I want to add additional details, I'll just double-click that particular item. I'll change the title. I'll add an effort estimate, maybe some business value, and assign it to somebody on my team. I'll then save and close. As you can see, it's fairly easy to move things around, reprioritize, and add things to your product backlog. Now from here, let's jump into an already ongoing sprint. We'll pick Sprint 5, which is our current sprint. As we saw on the homepage, Sprint 5 runs from May 19th to May 25th, and it has 4 workdays remaining. This is something new in Team Foundation Server 11, is the ability to have dates on all your iterations. So what is this list that we're looking at? This is simply all the items that have been assigned to the upcoming sprint, and each item has been decomposed into a set of tasks. So for example, I see here server-side caching for all objects, and I see the tasks that remain to implement that particular backlog item. I also get some nice planning views. I can understand how my team's doing in terms of capacity. I can analyze this by individual, by development activity, or by the entire team. Again, because this is a quick demo, I won't take the time to explain these features in detail. However, let's move on to executing this actual sprint, where we'll move into our task board. So what is the task board? Essentially, we're looking at the same data that we saw on the previous screen. However, we're now seeing this visualized as a board. Each of the cards on this screen represents tasks needed to implement an item from the backlog. So that same item we were looking at before, server-side caching for all objects, and here's those same set of tasks. The backlog has some great features, including an up-to-date burndown chart, which updates live as you change data. It also includes filters, which allow me to find the work that's mine quickly and easily. And even a pivot, which allows me to pivot by the different team members. Let me go and show you how I can add a new task as well. For example, as I'm working on player lists from groups, let's pretend that I come up with a new task that needs to be completed. I'll simply add it here, and I'll add an estimate for how long it'll take. We'll say 5 hours. You can see it's added here, and I can quickly and easily move it between the different states. You'll also notice that my burndown chart ticked up by 5 hours when I added that task. Let's go ahead and get rid of it and zero it out for the purposes of this demo. The next thing that I want to do is actually complete some work. So I'm going to grab something that's assigned to me. You can see here the update the player list pages, and I'm going to go ahead and move that to in progress. I'm now going to switch context over to Visual Studio and get to work on these two tasks. So let's change over to Visual Studio, and we'll start by connecting to our account on the TFS preview. I'll click the Team menu and connect to Team Foundation Server. I'll select my account and the project that I'm working on, Top Gun. Now from here, I'm going to jump right into what's called the My Work pane in Visual Studio 11. And this is where I can see the work that's assigned to me, as well as current items that I've been changing. So let me open up the project I've been working on, which is called TopGun.live. And as you can notice, here's those three tasks that I had assigned to me from the task board. We said that we were going to get to work on updating the player list. So let's go ahead and move that up to in progress. And when we do that and move it up to the in progress area, it automatically associates it with our current changes. Let's go look at what changes are in progress. I'll click the View Changes link, and we're brought to our Pending Changes window. From here, I can see that I've got four files that I've got currently being changed. I can quickly double-click through them, or I can right-click and say, let's compare one of these with the latest version. Here you see the new diff tool that we've got built into Visual Studio 11. I can scroll down and see things that I've removed, as well as new things that I've added into this CSS. I can even inline add additional classes. This is a great new feature in Visual Studio. Okay, so let's say that we're satisfied with our changes and we're ready to check these in. I'm going to enter a check-in comment. And go ahead and check these in. Now, I could take a couple different routes at this point. I could actually go request a code review from somebody on my team. I could do some other actions as well. But probably one thing we should do before we check this in is run all our unit tests. So let's switch over to the new Unit Test Explorer in Visual Studio 11 and run all of our tests. And you'll notice how fast that was. We just ran 14 tests, and we've ensured that all of our changes are safe. Nothing's failed. Let's switch back to Team Explorer and go ahead and check in these changes. Now, Those changes have been checked in, and you can see they've been associated with change set 1150. At this point, I could go view the details of change set 1150. Or what I can do is actually switch over to my builds tab, and let's take a look at an action that's been kicked off because of our changes. Notice here under my builds that we've got a continuous build that's now in queue. Because I have set up a continuous integration build definition, every check-in will kick off a build in Team Foundation Service. I could then go drill into this particular build and watch the details of it. But while we're waiting for that build to finish, let's actually jump back over to our website and take a look at our task board again. Now I'm going to refresh this task board. And one of the things that you'll notice is the update the player list pages has automatically been moved to done. That's because this particular task was associated with the change set and my changes that I just made. You can see here that less than a minute ago, the state was changed from in progress to done automatically. Next, I'm going to jump over to my source tab. I'm going to drill into my project directory. And you'll see here in my history tab, I can see that change that I just made, 1150. Changes for my demo. From the website, I can even drill into the changes and open up that change set. I can examine the work item that was updated, or I can even go in and analyze the changes. And here we can see the changes to our style sheet that we made. Let's jump back over to our build tab, this time in the web, and let's check on the progress of our build. You can see here that our continuous build is running. It's been running for 2 minutes, and it's likely to finish here any minute. As we switch back to our build definitions page, we can see that our continuous build just finished less than a minute ago. We can drill into the details. Here we can see exactly what happened with the build. We can see that task 149 was marked as done. We can even drill in and see the log files for the different projects, and we can see that all unit tests were actually run during our build as well. This is all being done on the new build service on tfspreview.com. No hardware locally, all these builds running in the cloud, running on Azure. My final step here is I actually want to jump over into a different IDE. I'm going to jump over and launch Eclipse and show you how you can use additional IDEs like Eclipse to connect to the Team Foundation Service Preview. So when I launch Eclipse, you'll notice that I'm being authenticated to log in. Again, I'll use my Live ID. And here, using our Team Explorer Everywhere add-in for Eclipse, you can see that I get the exact same view that I got in Visual Studio. I can view work items for my particular project. I can even jump in and view builds and see the status, for example, of the continuous build that I just finished. Again, this is all done in Eclipse. I obviously don't have any Java code in this particular project, so I'm not going to write any code for you, but hopefully you get the gist of what I'm showing you here. So as you get started with Azure, I want you to encourage you to also check out the new Team Foundation Service Preview. Bradley Millington is doing another session which will show you how you can connect your Azure websites directly to the Team Foundation Service Preview and enable continuous deployment on your projects.